How to overcome fear. It's very special. Stay tuned. Hey, my friend, what's going on? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I want to talk about our biggest enemy ever, and that's the four-letter word, fear, right? False evidence appearing real. That's, you know, I'm going to try not to preach it to you, okay? I think you know it already. Chances are you have things in your life that are very fearful, that creates fear in you every single day. And I want to pretty much spend some time here to, first of all, give you a quote from the book with regards to that. The book is Empire Lifestyle Secret. You can download a free version of it. Not free version. You can download your copy, your free copy at myempirepro.com. And also, I'm going to answer a question from a viewer as related to this particular topic. If you're flipping a house, you're about to flip a whole house, especially if you're getting started, even if you've been doing it for a while, there's a level of, it's a lot that goes into that. And sometimes fear creeps in and paralyzes everything, or make you lose out on deals that could easily be deals, or make you stop yourself in the tracks where you could have easily made 20, 30, 40 grand, right? And I've experienced that, okay? And I want to share my experience with you on that as well, too. But before I get into that, let me read this quote for you. The quote says, depending on what type of business you're engaging in, there should be some type of fast start bonuses and prizes for creating momentum in sales. Okay, you should engage 1,000% in whatever that is. If there is none, create a challenging goal for yourself. These are the kind of things that separates the top 3% producers and achievers of this world from the bottom. You want to get your hands on every prizes, and you want to attempt presence on every leaderboard. Leaderboard is pretty much where you track people according to productivity, depending on what you sell, right? Or what platform you're partnered with, right? That comes with every and any promotion, okay? So that was a quote, okay? Essentially, the quotes I'm trying to say, you need to engage in everything. You need to be trying to win always, okay? The idea of, at least using phrases like, oh, at least I've done this much. Don't do that. Anything mediocre, you want to avoid it, because there's more than enough room for you to make mistakes and to fall short. The odds are big enough for you to fall short. So don't create additional odds for yourself to fall short. Okay? Productivity is key in everything. Okay? So this question comes in, and I'm going to answer the question. Hey, Ola. I've been marketing for about 5 weeks. Okay? 5 weeks is not a long time. Congratulations on getting started with your business. I've gotten a few responses on my voicemail. Congratulations again. That's very quick, okay? Most people have been marketing for 5 weeks. Probably I've gotten maybe one or nothing, okay? Which is why a lot of people quit, because the success or early enough, the response rate, the kind of response and results you're looking for does not show up quick enough. That's why everybody is not getting rich, because it takes a certain amount of energy, a certain amount of tenacity, takes a certain type of person to be stubborn enough to stick around until there was a result, and they can continue to duplicate that result until they figure out what mistake they're making, until they bring success down to science, right? It takes a certain type of person, okay? And that's not to discourage you, that's to encourage you to stay in the game, because once you start winning, it's not a lonely world, but it's not a lot of people either, okay? It's a very fun world, but it's not a lot of people either, okay? So a lot of the activity I engage in as an entrepreneur, as a full-time entrepreneur with multiple gigs, an average person is not engaging in it, okay? But it's a lot of fun, because that's what keeps me going, okay? So he says, I've gotten quite a few responses on my voicemail, but I think I'm crazy because I haven't been able to return a single call to the prospect. I think you're crazy too. At first, I thought it was due to me being busy over the past 3 weeks. Yeah, busy is an excuse, a good excuse that people give themselves, give other people. I mean, busy is a word that really doesn't exist in my world. It's either the thing is important enough for me to create time for it, or it's not. Okay? Busy is not really a language of successful people. Okay? Oh yeah, I was busy. Okay, great. I feel good because now you're telling me that whatever it is I was trying to reach you, it's not important enough. That's all that means to me. It doesn't mean you're really busy because we're all busy. It means whatever it is I was presenting to you, was not that valuable to you. Okay, it could be my time. It could be me just saying hello. If you're too busy to return my call 2-3 days later, you don't value my relationship with you, and it's really that simple. Okay. Unless network is disconnected, you don't have access to phone, network, internet, which is really not really the case, you know. But you get the full gist there. We create time for things that we value, okay? So before you continue further in this email, I can suspect already that, yes, you were not busy. It was a good excuse for yourself because you haven't seen enough value to call the people that left responses on your phone. I mean, this is an average of $30,000, $40,000, $20,000 per deal. And they're leaving messages for you, and they're ready to give you houses, and you're not returning the calls. Wow, right? So there's probably, if it's not, so you may say, oh yeah, but I value $40,000. Well, your belief system in the business is shot. And that's what it is. It's really that simple. If your belief system is shot, then it is. But we're still going to call it fear, because this video is about how to overcome fear, okay? I'm afraid it's because it's easier for me to give excuses. There you go. Okay. As a gentleman on radio, was it last week, talking about it's easier and lazier to say Trump was being a racist. Whatever. That's not the topic here. Okay. But it's definitely easier and lazier oftentimes to give ourselves excuses. But it's a temporary satisfaction in satisfying that fear. In the long run, it hurts you because now you're missing out on deals. Can you please share a strategy I could use to motivate myself to do the right thing here? Or is this fear? Well, yes, I can definitely recommend a few things, okay? And if you notice what I was saying in the quotes, maybe there was a disconnect in the quotes that I quoted earlier from the book, okay? Maybe this is actually a good time because there seems to be a disconnect, but this is going to answer the question and then I will explain a little further. So I'm going to read the quote again just so you can remember. Depending on what type of business you're engaging in, there should be some type of fast start bonuses and prizes for creating momentum in sales. What do I mean by that? Okay, so when you don't create a goal or a challenge for yourself, you leave room for fear is the point, okay? Fear does not exist in an empty space, okay? You have to actually create room for it in order for it to creep in, okay? So if you wake up every day and what you do is idle, the devil is going to give the idle mind something to do. And usually, fear is part of that, okay? So fear is going to creep in because you have way too much room in your momentum. So in your momentum and your goals. Okay. So this is about creating, if you want to replace fear, you need to have very, very strong goals. Some people call it whys. Why are you doing this? Why do you want to do this? The why cannot be $40,000 per deal because clearly that's not good enough. Okay. If you don't have a strong why, some people say big enough to make you want to cry, right? Chances are you're going to struggle with taking the actions that you need to take, even though the actions is right there in front of you. And you're going to be like, oh yeah, but I'm usually a go-getter. Well, there you go. You don't have goals. You don't have a target, okay? So the devil will give you work to do, which is usually fear-motivated, okay? And work to do, believe it or not, is not calling your leads when they leave a voicemail on your phone. It's actually work to do. And that creates a certain type of results and consequences. Okay, and that means you're missing out because that person is waiting for you to call back, but you never call back. They left you a voicemail, okay? So the best way to solve that problem is what I said here. You need to be engaged in competitions, in contest prices. You need to engage yourself in challenges. Create a challenge for yourself. Write it down on the board somewhere and say, and give it a date, a time that you need to accomplish that. I'm going to be, so you may say, hey, I haven't had any call yet. Once I need to receive 3 calls. Okay, you can't really control how you receive calls, but you can control how much mailing pieces, how much marketing, how much content you're creating. You can control that absolutely, and you can use that as goal for yourself and say, hey, I'm going to create 10 pieces of content over the next 3 weeks. And when you set that as a goal, you will see that fear will have no space. So your, by the way, what's driving you to do all those inputs into your business will motivate you to pick up the phone and call them back because you'll be excited enough to actually call them back. So I'm guessing right now, I'm going to give you one, I'm going to predict a few things here right now, is that you're spending money on marketing and it's money that's not really affecting you that much. Okay. It's not really affecting your pocket. So it's not really motivating you to be excited to want to receive these calls. So you're like, ah, oh, it's just whatever. You have an out. And believe me, it can be very subconscious. So in other words, you don't have to deliberately do this. It could just be a part of who you are right now. Okay. So what's the, how do you overcome fear? You create things to replace fear. Fear is not going anywhere. We all have fear at some level. Okay. But when you get busy enough, and I don't like using the word busy in that sense, but in this sense, in other words, if you create work, right, challenges for yourself to do, especially from an input standpoint, creating content, creating emails, mail, contacting people, right? You create enough of that for yourself, there's no room for fear. That's how you overcome fear. So hopefully you've been enlightened. I want you to go download my book right now so you can read the rest of the fundamentals to running your business so you don't have to share it all over the place. It's called Empire Lifestyle Secrets. You can get it at myempirepro.com. I want you to leave me a comment below, any questions you may have that may be left that I haven't answered or you've been bothering you about your business, real estate wholesaling, business marketing, all in general. You can leave that comment below in this box. Give it a like, a share, a thumbs up, and I really appreciate that. Share this with your friends, okay? They will really appreciate these videos and helping them build their business. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next one, and peace.